Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, WWE in conjunction with eWrestling.org would like to present to you a Matt McLean production. This is The Danger Zone. Tonight's guest, the one and only Eric Danger.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever Danger Zone. Let the evacuation begin as the storm surge approaches. We all know that I'm not going to hold anything back. I say what I want, when I want, and because this is my show, no one's going to say a damn thing to me. Now, before I get to my first guest tonight, I've got a little announcement to make. Since Lee Real won the WWA World Heavyweight Championship last night, but he had no choice but to vacate the WWA Heavyweight Championship. One would be blunt, and we'll say it right now. I want that title as it should be around my gorgeous waist. There is no one here that deserves that title but me. By hook or by crook, I will have that gold, whether anyone likes it or not. Now, my first guest. He hosts a weekly radio show where he gives his views and opinions on how he sees things when he's never even stepped foot in the ring before in his life. So at this time, please welcome that jackass, Eric Danger.
Came all the way out here tonight to put out this ugly, stupid, yellow-bellied punk here who dares to call his show The Danger Zone? Listen here, Princess. Even your mother thought that was a P. Diddy job if she ever saw one. You think you could come into my federation and steal my namesake? I don't think so, boy.
Well, it seems like I did, Eric. Now, if you've got a problem with that, then you can come down to the ring and do something about it. Or you can keep your mouth shut, get in the ring, answer my questions like the good little bitch that you are, and we all leave happy. So, what's it going to be, Danger? We're going to do it my way, or do you want to do it the hard way?
First of all, you two-bit, penny-wearing friend of Dorothy, you speak to me like that ever again, and I'm going to come to your house and romance all the ladies in your family. Your mother, your girlfriend, your daughter, none of them ain't gonna be walking right for a week, son. If you think for a second that E.D. was gonna come out here without proper backup, then you got another thing coming, son. Now, before I leave, only one thing is gonna happen. You're gonna change that stupid name. Don't get things twisted. I ain't your interview subject, I ain't your friend, and E.D. ain't out here to answer none of your questions, boy. I'm here to lay down the law.
Is that so, Eric? You're going to lay down the law? Huh, I see. So tell me, exactly how are you going to do that? Because it looks like it's just you and I out here. Last time I checked, you've got no friends out there. So do me a favor, get your ass to the ring, because I've got a show to conduct, you ass monkey.
Nah, bitch. I came out here to give you a fair warning. Change the name of your show or else. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you try Pennywearing Corner with Maddie or Quilting with the Crippler? I don't care what you do, but do not take the dangerous one's name in vain again. The consequences here would be nice to hear.
Now, if I didn't know any better, I would swear that almost sounded like a threat towards me. Now, these consequences you keep spouting out of your mouth, exactly what the hell would they be? You plan on beating me up? Me? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to do you a favor, and I'm going to hold the ropes open and allow you to take the first shot on me. That is, if you've got the balls, you pansy-ass sissy. I'm keeping the name, and if you don't like it, do something about it.
Yeah, boy, like I'm going to be the one to get my hands dirty. You might not think good old E.D. has anybody in the back, but that would be a painful mistake for you, my friend. Seems that not only that my reporting, my honest-to-goodness, clear-cut reporting helps make careers in the WWE, but being a good Samaritan has worked in my favor. You make a move on me, Blue Boy, and you are going to be covered for sure.
Then go ahead and call that favor, Eric. Threaten me as much as you want, but I'm not changing the name of my show. Now, I asked you once, and this time, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, get your ass in the ring, or I'm going to come out, grab you by what little hair you have left, and drag you back. So what's it going to be, Danger?
McClane, you stupid, ugly, blue-haired little troll. You won't be coming down out of that ring tonight. You won't be laying a single finger around me. See, I did this guy a little favor over the weekend, and I helped him learn the ropes of his new job. He owes me one now, and if you don't change the name of this crap fest you call a show, then I'm going to call in that favor. Chump! Not even you, blue-haired, sissy little faggot princess moron that you are, would think that Eric Danger is a stupid man. I know I can't out-wrestle McLean. I can't out-fight you. I sure as hell can't out-crazy you. But you ought to know that I got somebody so good that I don't have to have a single solitary fear in my heart that you would dare come at me. Who is that? Fair princess. You know who it is. And for that reason, I know you ain't gonna do shit except change the name of that show, boy.
Ha! Oh, come on, Danger. Are you serious? I don't fear anyone. I know who you were talking about, and you're wrong. I beat his bitch ass last time I stepped into the ring with him. You don't believe it? I've got the tape I can loan you. And then maybe, just maybe, you're going to see the truth. As far as me changing the name of my show, you can blow it out your ass, Batman, because the name has already been copyrighted, and I've even got some snazzy little t-shirts being printed up as we speak. Now, just because you're not in the ring doesn't mean you're going to ruin my show on its debut. So tell me, Eric, when am I going to be the guest on your show? Because when you've got me, you've got ratings.
That shit, Ted. Now you seem to be a little confused there, Maddie, because I remember the last time you were in the ring with Darren Bazaar, he pinned you, Victor Diablo, Man's Reagan, Alfred to win a Four Corners match. But that's just history. That's just the fact. Who really gives a shit about the truth, right? Really all you want to do is spew out your nonsense and form little pieces of fact around it to try to make a lie. The truth is, you're scared. You always been scared. You always gonna be scared. Just a little word of wisdom from one broadcast journalist to one moron. You're never gonna be anything but an also-ran, Maddie. You don't belong in my show because, number one, we don't take guests, you moron! Oh, but that's just another fact. Stinking up your bullshit lines, isn't it, Matt? But besides the fact that the Eric Danger radio show doesn't take guests, it takes callers, you also aren't deserving of being on my show because you don't even belong in the WWA. You can't cut it because you aren't talented enough, and the shameless attempt to try to steal away my heat only proves that that's true. You got 1 week, Matt. 1 week to change the name of that show. If you don't, I'm gonna have somebody come out here to make you change it. And he's gonna take each one of those special new shirts you had, Prince, and make you eat them one by one. And I want you to know something, Manny. Shit and stitches always hurts, kiddo. That's our lot.
That's funny, Eric, because I hold my victory over him one-on-one, and I've got nothing to be ashamed of. Now you, on the other hand, you've got a hell of a lot to be ashamed of. You think you've made a friend in Dissolve just because you were helping him out doing something? You're going to find out that he's going to screw you, and he's going to stab you in the back just like he's done to everybody in the past. Now, as far as the name of my show goes, fuck off, Eric. It isn't going to happen. No way in hell. That's the name of my show, and that's it, period. End of story. Now, get the hell out of here while you still can, and while you can leave under your own free will, old man. Before I have you removed by stretcher, because you've got about 5 seconds before I come out to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the last time you see me hosting the Danger Zone. And Eric, I want you to remember, when you enter the evacuation area, you're going to know that you just got hit by a Cat 5 natural disaster.
Fans, we are back, and I have to say this before we go on with the show. You know, Eric Danger has to be the biggest jerk in all of WWE. I mean, seriously, Only in America could you be so brash and so opinionated and not get shot in a soccer field at halftime. You know, couple that with the fact that this guy just stinks of stale booze all the time, you just have to wonder why in the hell Eric Danger's popularity continues to climb. Speaking of climbing, Orgy Lambert has climbed into the ring, and it's time for our next bout.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next bout will be held under anything goes hardcore rules and will have no time limit. Already in the ring, accompanied by his loyal friend Devin Swanson, this is Beastmaster Orgy Lambert. Excuse me, fans, I stand corrected. This is Beastmaster Org Lambert.
Well, apparently Orgy has changed his name to Org, and if you have ever gotten a close-up look at Org Lambert, you have to agree that this new name definitely fits better than the old. As you can see from the wounds on his chest, Org Lambert has brutally mutilated himself and has gotten to the point where WWA and Scott Champion are seriously considering terminating this guy's contract. Folks, over the past 3 weeks, Mike Johnson has come out with a series of very controversial interviews. In these interviews, Johnson was shown abusing and holding a young pregnant woman by the name of Sally against her will. From what I've heard, the police are indeed in the building tonight. And before the show, we interviewed Mike Johnson at the request of Mr. Lambert. All I know is that Mike Johnson told me the police wanted to talk to him about the interviews. And I just have to say this. This might be the last time we see the man, Mike Johnson, in the WWA ring, and in the immortal words of Derek Cheapshot Parks. Huh. Hey, Johnson, don't drop the soap.
And his opponent, coming down the aisle and hailing from Minnesota, he goes by the name of the man, Mike Johnson.
Michael Stuffer bails from the ring as Johnson slides under the bottom rope with his trusty rusty shovel in hand. Org tries to close the gap, but Johnson quickly stops him dead in his tracks, ramming the handle into Org's midsection, looping the shovel over Org's head and hooking the leg from the side. Johnson pulls back on the shovel, connecting with an impressive side shovel leg sweep. Org clutches his throat, grasping for air and tossing the shovel to the side. Johnson presses the assault by standing Org upright into the corner, taking Org by the hair. Johnson fires forward with a killer punch to the side of his opponent's head. Again, Org Lambert is done. Oh, what a skin-tearing open hand chop. Johnson repeats the move. He does it again. Org is in trouble and stumbling over his opponent with a hard boot to the midsection. Johnson sends Lambert across the ring with a sick thud. Charging in like an 18-wheeler on track, Johnson leaps up into the air and down chest to chest with an awesome stinger splash. Org has no clue which way is up and bending Lambert over with a handful of hair. Johnson throws Org in the face right onto the canvas with a tough bluff DDT. This has to be it. 1, 2, 3, no shoulder up by Org Lambert, and this one's going to continue. Following up by slapping Org right in the face, Johnson allows the fans to get under his skin and walking over to the opposite side of the ring. Look at Mike Johnson really get on the ringside ticket holder's tape. Johnson flips him the bird and charging from behind. It's Org Lambert. Johnson ducks him, pulling down on the top rope. Org flies outside of the ring and down into the guardrail. Yowza, that had a hurt. Immediately rolling onto the outside, Johnson snaps the steel chair closed and pulling back to the left, he powers forward with a killer chair shot from hell. Org cripples to the small mats and looking up with blood now streaming from his forehead. Mike Johnson, he's going to raise the chair again. Thrusting forward for a second time, the Bunny Org tears Johnson into the apron, but Mike doesn't drop the chair. Org backs up. Frog kick drives the steel weapon of extreme into Mike Johnson's chest, and this one's starting to get ugly. Org now takes Johnson by the hand and Irish whip into the stairs. Oh my god, and Johnson arches his back in pain and falling over. Org tumbles Johnson over the steel stairs, flat on his ass with a nasty clothesline. Org Lambert is furious and kicking Johnson in the face. You can just tell that Org Lambert doesn't want to win this match, but he wants to hurt Mike Johnson. Taking Johnson by the hair, Org slams Mike's head out to the steel stairs. Over and over and over and over again. Johnson is broken open like a 40-year-old virgin and yanking Mike back to his feet. Lambert slams him into the guardrail with unmerciful hate. jerking Johnson towards ring level, along with an Irish whip, and Johnson collides with the immovable object. Someone better call a doctor, because both of these men are bleeding buckets for WWA. Rolling Johnson back into the ring and placing a fresh steel chair over his face. Orr gets up onto the apron, he's calling for a springboard. Over the top rope and down with a hardcore elbow. And folks, Orr Lambert is out calling for the Crown of Thorns pile driver. The crowd gets to their feet and jamming Johnson's head between his eyes. Orr, he just let him go. But what's he doing? What the hell? Oh my God, folks. From the back now, running to the ringside area with duct tape still attached to her cheek and her hands still bound, it's the pregnant Sally, Orr's baby's mommy. She's still crying hysterically and getting up onto the apron. Oh, look at Orr Lambert. He's hugging her, and here comes Seven Swanson in the ring. Mike Johnson is still struggling to his feet, and oh, good Lord, Mike Johnson has a steel chair. Orr, forget about the family reunion. He's got a steel chair. Oh, down goes Seven. Good Lord, no. Sally just sprayed what appears to be perfume right into the eyes of Orr Lambert. Orr is blinded. He can't see. Chair shot from hell cripples a Beastmaster in place. And look at Mike Johnson and young Sally smiling. Wait a minute. It was a setup. Sally and Johnson set up Orr Lambert. I don't believe it. Johnson removes the duct tape from Sally's cheek and slapping it across the eyes of Orr Lambert. Johnson jams his head between his eyes, pulling back over the dented chair. Johnson leaps up into the air. Crash and burn pile driver. Hooky leg, the referee is there to help. One, two, three. And Mike Johnson has finally won his first match here in WWA.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall, the man, Mike Johnson!
This makes me sick. The pregnant Sally has just leapt into the arms of Mike Johnson, and folks, this has to be an all-time low for even Mike Johnson. Not only did he defeat Orr Lambert, but he stole the mother and baby of Orr Lambert. Never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined that I would say this, but it appears this move by young Sally has just solidified her as WWA's newest and most improved slut. My stomach is sick to death, and I hope you're happy, John. Yeah, you're nothing but a home wrecker. Fans, as Mike Johnson and young Sally make their way up the aisle smirking, I have just been told that Canvas Hoffman is once again in the back, but this time she is looking for evil Sam Nett. I don't know if she's going to get him. I can hear Sam's music queuing up in the background. But if she does get to Sam, Sam says he is a very special message for everyone here in WWA. Candace, if you can find him, take it away. My God, I hope someone moved all the sharp objects from Orr's dressing room tonight. Can you imagine what he's going to do when he sees this replay?